Yo, 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 what's going on, everybody? I wanted to welcome you to the Keep Your Crown Up Crown Cast. My name is Kyle, the conductor, FKA J.R. Morris, and we are so happy, so grateful that you joined here today. And I'm saying we because I move with millions. That's how it is, man. Ancestors holding us down from the crown to the ground, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know I mean? It may sound like I'm whispering because, well, I'm putting my son to sleep. And I ran out of things to talk to him about. After we said our prayers and gave thanks to the ancestors. And then I said something and I was like, oh, you know what? I want to share this on tonight's podcast. But since he won't let me take my hand off his back, let me try right now. He also falls asleep to my voice, so I can talk right now. But if I take my hand off his back, he'll say D-A-D-D-Y-N-O. So I'm like, all right, well, let me at least get this podcast out while I'm thinking about it, because it's 12:37 in the morning, and we already did a late night, you know, so I'm thinking he's going to go right to sleep. But I was wrong. Anyway, so today, yeah, I just want to talk about the importance of giving people gifts when they're ready for them, specifically children. Well, I thought about children, but now that I'm saying it out loud, I think really anyone, anyone who... like this message applies to people of different ages. We'll just stick to the point. But when you give someone a gift that they don't understand the value of or don't appreciate, they don't see it as a gift. They just see it as a thing. And things are used, things are misused, things are broken, things are misplaced. So if you give a child a gift, I know before we talked about giving people gifts before they're ready in it, you know, or trying to give them a blessing and it ends up being a curse because they got, like, I think the example was Damon Wayans was talking about giving, or Damon Wayans Jr. was talking about giving one of his daughters a car and, like, wait until, she could have got it at 16, but wait until she was a little older, a little bit more mature, because if she would have got it too soon, could have banged out, gotten a car accident, something like that. Today I was talking to our new executive assistant, well, my new executive assistant at Eco, and, she was talking about how she had this book on, like, becoming a woman, or a series of books that were small. And it was, like, as your body's changing, like, this is about, I don't know, hair. This is about hygiene. This is about self-image or whatever. And they were small, digestible, age-appropriate books that she gave to her bonus child at, like, 8 or 9 years old. So I guess it was a couple years ago. And she doesn't know where they are now that she's going through her cycle, because some girls, I guess, get it that young. But she wasn't ready for it yet. And DaQuisha and I often talk about how we got a lot of great advice when we were first, well, shoot, when he was still cooking in the oven. But a lot of great advice. We call it, like, level 4, level 5 parenting tips when we were on, like, level 1, level 2. So we didn't need to know about potty training. We didn't need to know about baby-led weaning. We didn't need to know about toddlers throwing food, or, I don't know, how to pick good schools for them if he's not even 3 months old yet. You know what I mean? It's just so much coming at you left and right. It's like you want to store it, but when the information comes in, you just kind of like, all right, cool. If I don't have a place for it, it's either going to collect dust in a storage spot until I'm ready for it, and I think that's the best place to keep it, right? Or that information will just go in one ear and out the other, because we have so many other things we're trying to balance, especially when Moses didn't sleep for the first year of his life. That was hard. So it was great that people gave us that advice. It doesn't take away from the gift, right? But if it's too early to receive it, then you can't be mad at us because we need to hold on to it, right? And then the same thing goes for my pop. He wrote me a letter. He wrote me a series of letters over the course of my first, like, 2.5 years of life. And he gave me the originals and the copies when I was, like, 12 or 13. Maybe 13th birthday, I think. And I was, like, 14 that summer of 05, I want to say. And that's when I found, I don't know, I was pissed at him at one point. And I think it was summer 07. So summer of 05, I was pissed and I threw them all out, or so I thought. Summer of 07, we were moving into my mom's house. So I was cleaning out my old room in my grandma's house. And I found one letter behind the dresser. And that's the only letter I have, and I really wish I had them because he wrote them. They were in his handwriting. I really love his handwriting, and they were messages that now I may be able to learn from. But I feel like I got them too early, and I didn't appreciate the value of them. And it's like, you know, babies will destroy a Fabergé. They say, who gives a baby a Fabergé egg? I don't even know what a Fabergé egg is, but you don't give something delicate and expensive and nice to a baby because they don't understand the value of it. But the same thing goes for teenagers or really anybody. And that being said, you don't give yourself, your time, your energy to people who don't understand or appreciate the value of the gift and blessing that you are, because if they don't understand the value of who you are and what you are and what you bring to the table, then they're, one, either going to treat that blessing like a curse and not appreciate or be able to receive it and end up messing it up for both of y'all. No good deed goes unpunished, as I've heard. Or they want to just kind of store you away and just, okay, cool, yeah, cool story, bro, and keep it moving and not be able to give you what you need at a time that give you what you were expecting at a time that makes sense for them. I'm not even sure if that last sentence made sense, but I was bringing it home and got distracted mentally. But in short, you know, they're not going to do what they're supposed to do with you or your energy or your time because they don't value it. So those people don't deserve to be around you the same way. You don't need to give a gift to anyone else or anything else, a job, a person, a relationship, an argument, someone in traffic. I know I talk about traffic a lot, but I'm thinking about like road rage, all of that stuff. They don't deserve your gifts because they're going to just see them as things. And again, things are used, things are misused, things are abused, things are broken. And we can't afford for any of that to be happening to you. It's a lot of work to do, a lot of love to give. But all right, y'all, I don't know if I'm going to call this things or gifts or whatever, but I do know that if I take my hand off, I feel like he'll go to sleep. I'll move my hand now and just see what happens as I continue to talk. He's still snoring. He didn't say D-A-D-D-Y-N-O, so maybe we're good to G-O. All right, with that being said, this is Kyle the Conductor. Thank you for listening to the Keep Your Crown Up Crown Cast. Please remember to conduct yourselves more positively so we can conduct the energy in a room more positively and ultimately conduct our people to freedom. And look, have no fear, if your homies ain't there, you can still make beautiful music with the people around you, because that's what conductors do, baby. All right, so please remember to trust the process, trust your process, keep your crown up, protect your light. It's going to be all right. All right, let's go. Hey.